is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday to you. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. Hope you're having a good start to your weekend. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So whether you happen to be on the East Coast or the West Coast, you could be in Canada, you could be here in Atlanta with me, you could be in New York with our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Thank you for tuning in. Let's keep on having some fun. We've had a lot already. You missed a minute of the show? Where you been? At work, at home, at school, doing something, on the road? You working? I don't know what you're doing, but thank you for being here now. You can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. As we have talked about, the Bengals losing last night, season done. We talked about the fact that they are nine, count them nine, two-win teams in the NFL this season. That's a lot of teams that suck. Christian McCaffrey's going to be coming back. Good. We didn't know if this guy was going to return with the Achilles injury to both of his legs. He's going to take on Tampa Bay. We talked about the game that I'm ready to see on Saturday. The Steelers and Washington. Going to be fun. Talked about some of the big games in college football tomorrow. Might as well be college football playoff eliminators between Ole Miss. Well, if they lose to Georgia, they're going to be done. But this one, LSU and Alabama, they're going to have a real Tiger out at Baton Rouge tomorrow. Yeah, they're bringing the Tiger back just to say that we got a Tiger in the stadium. Come on now, do better. Shame, shame, shame. Detroit versus Houston, Sunday night football. Now, we got a lot of injuries in the NFL as well. People busted up all over the place. Sweet Jalen Hurts dealing with an ankle. So much, so much. If you missed any of that, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you for people listening live on their local affiliates. People listening on SiriusXM channel 158 and everybody on a smart speaker. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, it's Friday. Just getting closer to Saturday. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, if you want to call up, like the gentleman who just called from Buffalo and said, hey, JR, come to Buffalo and go through a table. If you want to call up, like the gentleman who described the injury to Dak Prescott, then call up. Yeah, he's just like, I do this. The gentleman is like, yeah, I hold. Hickey, did he say he holds the body parts open? Is that accurate or is that wrong?
Extremely accurate.
He's like, I hold the body parts open for the doctors to do the surgery. I'm like, oh, great. It's just like when my grandpa told me, help him with the pipes under the sink. He's like, hold the wrench. Yep. I got experience doing that, too. Just standing there holding stuff for somebody to really do the job. It's called heavy. No, yeah, that's the heavy lifting. I don't know. Anyway. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. Find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. How about this? As we talked about the Houston Texans getting ready to take on Detroit, Nico Collins is coming back from that hamstring issue. And now you got Tank Dell. Hickey, I just told you, maybe Tank Dell's back needed to hurt so Ma could feel better.
Damn, you pass that off to him? Young kid, rising star in the NFL, and you said, here, kid, you take my back pain. I got to be pain-free.
Hey, listen, he has the best medical care in the world, all right?
That's true.
If my back hurts, I have to go to the doctor, all right? Why are you laughing? What makes that so funny?
Just the way you said it, I got to go to the doctor, like you're going to some rinky-dink, behind a strip mall sort of, operation here where...
He goes to work and there are doctors there. They may not be his doctors. They may not be working in his best interest in the long term. They may be working for the Texans first, but he's going to work and there are doctors there. Hickey, if he says my back hurts, it's like the doctor and he goes to the massage guy. Hey, what time can I come by? How many massages do you want? I can't do that.
The treatment he gets is definitely not the treatment you would get.
No, I got to deal with my back pain when I'm in bed, when I get out the bed, when I'm walking down the block, when I sit down the wrong way, when I reach too hard for something. Does that sound like something an NFL player has to deal with? Unless you're running back the day after you get your ass whooped or you're Aaron Rodgers. Do they got to deal with that?
It sounds like it. I don't think
Yeah, they hurt every day, right?
Yeah. I don't think Tank's back is, you know, feeling great most of the time anyway.
I take that back. But what they're doing, they're supposed to be in pain, not me. How about that? Okay.
That's, yes. They signed up for it. You didn't.
I haven't been hit by a human being. Hickey, let me count. Ever. Okay? No, that's not true. That's not true. That is not true. Hickey, I played this hard emphasis on it was supposed to be two-hand touch when I was in high school. And this is not with kids in high school. This was with people in the street. Okay? And we played on like a little artificial field. It wasn't a full football field. It was like half a field at a park. Hickey, man, this was not two-hand touch. My body, I thought I broke something. Like, I hurt for a week. I was like, man, if I still feel like this in 2 days, I have to go to the doctor. I was in so much pain. And this is on two-hand touch. This might as well have been tackle football with no pads, man. This is some dangerous stuff.
Is there no bigger lie as a kid than a group of friends saying, let's play a little two-hand touch? Because I feel like the same thing for me. Like, I remember back in, like, you know, middle school, like, you meet up in a park, like, all right, play a little football. And, like, maybe it starts out as two-hand touch, but it quickly diverges into all of a sudden, then it's a wrap-up, then all of a sudden you take it to the ground. Wow. Now it's, yeah, I feel like that happens a lot on almost every, like, little kid two-hand touch game.
Yeah, that's the last time that I've been hit. That's the last time that I've really been in pain from being hit.
And pretty good, though.
What's pretty good?
The streak. I mean, that's what, 25 years we're looking at?
Oh, yeah, just about. Yeah.
That's damn, pretty bruh. Good. No, I'm not trying to.
Damn, bruh.
I say that's good. It's supposed to be a compliment.
damn, bro.
Not Sheesh. A lot of people could say they've gone 25 years consistently without, you know, taking a big hit or getting hurt severely.
Bro, them days are over.
You're like Teflon out there.
Them days are over, bro. I see, not that it gets icy out here. Rarely, but Hickey, man, I see ice outside. I'm like, nope. Not me. Because if I have to hit the floor, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. It'll be none of this. Because there's no way that you slip and then you end up good. You can't fall anywhere and end up good. You can't. You're going to tweak something. Are you going to tweak a joint? Even if you don't land hard on your ass, your elbow, your face, your side, your hip, just trying to stay upright, you're going to tweak an ankle, a knee, you're going to blow your shoulder out. Hickey, there's no way to fall that feels good.
Absolutely. You're 100% right about that, especially when your feet just, if you hit it at the right time, and you just slip and all of a sudden you can't even like think, all of a sudden you're on your back. Yeah. Those are the rough ones.
I think that ends at age, I think there's like a hard cutoff of that. I think it's 23 or 24.
I think that's fair. Like a year or two out of college, you still have a little bit of invincibility.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden.
Alcohol. That's how the Bills fans go through the tables, right?
A lot of alcohol in that case, yes.
Listen, man, kids are amazing. Kids can bust their ass, Hickey. They just get right back up.
Keep on going.
Why can't I have, do I need baby fat back? Like, do I need to get rid of muscle in lieu of baby fat? Why do kids bust their ass? It's like they don't even have joints. There's no pain. Like, kids are crawling. Babies crawl on the floor, Hickey. It's because they got all that padding on them fat knees, right?
Big ass babies with those fat ass knees.
Yeah, them babies got them fat knees, them fat fingers. They can just crawl on the floor with no pain. I need some fat knees. That's what I need. Make my life easier.
It's so like the next new surgery.
Or fat knees? It's like the guy we talked about. He intentionally had his legs. It's not that guy. The leg lengthening surgery?
That's right.
Yeah.
Fat knees while you're in there, Doc, right?
Yeah, I need to go from 5'7" to make me 6'1". And while you're at it, just give me
fat knees.
Give me fat knees so I can crawl on the floor like a baby. And why you want to crawl on the floor? I don't know. Just
mind your business, all right? just give me the fat knees.
You can get a surgery for everything nowadays. It's a new, brand new world. Okay. Wait until we're half robot. That's coming soon, I guess. Anyway, somebody who needs to be half of a robot. Let's go through some of these injuries. I just told you about Tank Dell. one Texan goes down. Well, Diggs is gone for the season. And somebody else has to suffer the same damn way. Listen to some of these injuries, okay? Baker Mayfield, he's dealing with a toe. He will play. A.J. Brown was dealing with a knee. He will play. I told you about Jalen Hurts. He is dealing with an ankle injury as they get ready to take on the Dallas Cowboys and Cooper Rush. Oh, how exciting that will be. Wild stuff. Nick Sirianni, never someone who is, he's not the most loquacious. He's not the most eloquent of speakers. Listen to Nick Sirianni try to tell you what's going on with Jalen Hurts' ankle. Listen to this.
We haven't really seen Jalen be held back for load management before. What was behind that?
Yeah, you know, he's dealing with it was on the injury report, dealing with the ankle, and you know, just making sure we're precautious with everything.
What's wrong with the ankle?
I thought you were talking about something else. All right.
Is Jalen dealing with an ankle problem?
Now rest.
Yeah, it's confusing to everybody because early in the week he didn't play in practice, he didn't participate in practice, and they were just like, "Hey, it's rest." And then it went from being rest to being an ankle issue. It's still early enough in the season, at least with Jalen Hurts, man, he was all busted up last year. You always want to be concerned when it comes down to his injuries, but they'll be fine. Christian McCaffrey, we told you earlier in the show that Christian McCaffrey will be returning from, I guess, two Achilles is a killer eye. I don't know. Both of his legs was hurting, and he is going to come back. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Kyle Shanahan, because yesterday he was on KNBR out in the Bay, and he says McCaffrey is coming back.
I do feel good one way or another. Okay. It's been two good days, and I mean, I'm not trying to. I mean, I'm just kind of messing around, but yeah. I mean, he's been awesome these last 2 days. So hopefully that continues to go well, and you know, expect to get him out there, and you know, you never know for a setback or anything, but mm-hmm. these 2 days have been great, and expect to see him out there.
Oh boy, okay, all right, we'll see what Christian McCaffrey can do against the I can't even say equally as hurt or injured Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because they're missing all their damn good wide receivers. They are cooked. I'm sorry, Mike Evans, hamstring issue. I'm sorry, Chris Godwin, terrible ankle issue. They're gone. They're done. Christian McCaffrey can ease his way back into the situation. Somebody that we won't see for 4 weeks. I just told you about the Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. We know Dak Prescott. They're like, hey, man, this guy tore his hamstring from the bone. He doesn't want to have surgery. He wants to come back later on this year. It looks like they're going to be placing him on injured reserve. Listen to Stephen Jones. He was on 105.3 The Fan, hopefully treating the host better than his dad Jerry did. And Stephen Jones, he gives an update on Dak and that hammy. Where's he going, Stephen?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance we'll see Dak on IR. I think it could be, you know, probably no way he could be back in the four-week time frame. So, you know, we'll put him over there, and we'll have that roster spot, you know, to use in terms of the next 4 weeks, and you know, and go from there. Obviously, you know, tough situation, you know, losing him for that period of time. But we're gonna do what's in the best interest of Dak, and you know, right now I don't think anyone knows whether it'll be 4 weeks, 6 weeks, or the season. So we'll just have to continue to monitor that and see where it takes us.
Man, it don't matter. The rest of the season for the Dallas Cowboys is just to see how bad they're going to be throughout the rest of the way, and then to see what happens to Mike McCarthy at the end of the year. That's it. There ain't going to be no more relevant Dallas Cowboy football games unless it's to determine how fast Jerry Jones is going to fire Mike McCarthy. And it would be the most Jerry Jones thing possible to say, Mike had to work with a diminished team, so I'm gonna bring him back for next year. That would be the most Jerry Jones thing possible. Instead of just calling a spade, the Dallas Cowboys will not play any more meaningful football until next year. Enjoy Cooper Rush on Thanksgiving. That'll be a lot of fun. Don't vomit. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Matt is calling up from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Matt, what's up?
Hey, JR. How are you doing, bud?
I'm absolutely amazing. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Hey,
good.
I just kind of want to get your take on the game coming up with Washington and the Steelers.
Ooh,
I got Matt Daniels.
I got you, Matt. I got you, Matt. So we talked about this exactly 2 hours ago. So I'm going to reiterate it. I'm going to say it again.
Okay, but I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's fine. But if you got the Odyssey app, it was exactly 2 hours ago we talked about this. And I had a very simple analogy for it, and I will share it with you again. You got two quarterbacks here. You got one in Russell Wilson, who is old, reliable. And now on the other end of the spectrum, you got Jaden Daniels, who is the new hot thing. And I equated them to cars. Are you into cars, Matt? You like cars?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know what a Toyota Sienna is, right?
I know what a Toyota Prius is.
Oh no, not a Prius. Now take a
messing with you.
Yeah, take a Prius. You got friends with you? Who you hanging out with?
Oh, it's just me.
Oh, okay. You sound like three people. You take a Toyota Prius and you stretch it out and you make it a minivan and you put eight people in it. That is a Toyota Sienna. It's what a mom drives 20 kids to in a soccer game. You know the car I'm talking about now, right? The van?
Yes. Okay. I do now.
Russell Wilson is like a Toyota Sienna, okay? You put your family in there, and he's going to get you where you need to go. It's not going to be fancy. It's not going to be fun. You're going to have crumbs and dirt in the back, but it will get the job done because it's a little bit older. Jaden Daniel, he's like a McLaren. He's fast. He's sleek. He's exclusive. He's sexy, okay?
Oh, I love this kid. He's amazing.
Yeah, we love him too. He's sexy. Here's the thing. It's like two cars. Jaden Daniels, you push him a little bit, you might veer off the side of the road. Here's my point. I'm going to go with the Steelers in this game because, A, I believe in their defense. Jaden Daniels, he's a tough dude. Everything is exciting and it's sleek and he's amazing. I just think in this one, the Steelers are going to handle him. T.J. Watt on the front. You got Micah Fitzpatrick on the back. You just got Preston Smith to come in to help with T.J. Watt on the other side. I just believe that the Steelers are well positioned. And the Commanders can win this game. They most certainly can. They have one of the most dynamic offenses in the NFL. They don't have a great rushing attack. And I just think the Steelers are going to drag this young man into a rock fight. And if they win, God bless them. But still, whether they win, I'm not going to jump and just go, oh, my God. The Washington Commanders are now Super Bowl contenders. Hickey and I talked about it. Not yet. Not this year.
Well, I like how you referenced the McLaren. So okay. We can say the McLaren with McLaurin from the Commanders.
Wah, 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 wah.
I know. That's pretty cheesy.
Oh, thank you, Matt. So, great wide receiver, though. Thank you.
One more before I go.
Yes.
Lane Kiffin or Kirby Smart this week? Oh,
we talked about that, too. What is Lane? Come on, man. What does Lane Kiffin do against Georgia and Alabama? What does he do?
I don't know, but it's going to be a great weekend of football.
That's all
I can say.
Hey, Matt, you got to get the Odyssey app and hit rewind, okay?
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time, JR.
Yeah, you call me anytime, Matt. You know where to find me, okay? I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, no doubt. Of course. 855-212-4227. Pablo calling from New Mexico. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Pablo?
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I miss your show late at night, man. I'm the one that drives all night long. Whenever you're on late night, man, you carry me through. A couple of quick takes. He took the mashed potatoes off my plate.
Damn.
Steelers, Washington.
Yeah, Steelers, yeah. Uh-huh.
How long do you think Russell Wilson can hang in there? Your take because I'm digging here, man. I'm looking for...
What you mean, for this game or for the year?
For the year.
Oh, I don't know. You know, he's older. I think he'll be... That's tricky. That's tricky. I mean, the guy got hurt in the offseason, hurt his calf pushing a sled,
yep.
And has only played he's only played two games this year. I don't know. I think you rock it until the wheels fall off. Am I going to tell you that Russell Wilson is not going to miss time? Nah, come on, man.
You crazy. Hey, let me tell you one thing really quick. I have a 2000 Toyota Sienna LE van with,
what?
285,000 miles on it.
Wait, excuse me?
I still got it.
You have a Toyota. I know how to do math. You got a Toyota Sienna with 300,000 miles on it?
Almost 300.
Oh, my God, bro.
It runs like a dream. Bro, it's got the TTVI six-cylinder engine in it. I blow people off the line.
What year is this car?
It's a 2000.
Oh, my God. And you have messed around with it for all 25 years?
No, sir. I bought it used.
How many miles was on it when you got it?
It had 220. 200? Now it has 286.
You bought this with 220 miles. This car now has 285.
No. I bought it with 220,000 miles.
Oh, my God. So you ain't driving this anywhere.
I drive it everywhere.
Yeah, for 25 years?
I could throw eight people in there and carry us everywhere, man.
Oh, I know.
No problem with AC running.
Are you sick of them in the back? I know you're sick of them. Eight people. I know you're sick of them.
No, I took out the back seats.
Okay. Hey, Pablo, thank you so much for calling from New Mexico, man. You take it easy. Thank you for the call.
Take care of yourself, man.
All the time, all the time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start to take a look at more things going on. We're going to see if the Auburn basketball players are still on the plane, if they got kicked off, why they got kicked off. I'm going to tell you about something that happened this day in sports history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life. The easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Hickey, I'm still trying to do some math from our last caller. He said his vehicle has 285,000 miles on it. He said he bought it with approximately, I don't remember, 220,000. And he said it's a year 2000 Toyota Sienna?
25-year-old car. He didn't say, at least if he did, I missed it, I apologize, when he bought it.
Right, right, right.
So, I don't know, what, 60... Am I doing math right, or is it, what did he put on, 600,000 miles he put on it?
Wait. 220.
Wrong.
60,000,
right, yeah. Right. I was going to say, that did not sound right.
Yeah, that's reasonable, yeah. That's reasonable.
How much do you think he bought it for? How much do you list a car that has 220,000 miles on it?
Oh, $1,000, is that too much?
I was going to say like $100 maybe. Here's the keys, take it off the lot.
I can buy a Hot Wheels?
Yeah.
I can get one single Hot Wheels car for like $1.25. I think it'd be worth more than 100 of those, right?
I mean, you would think, but at 220,000 miles, there's no guarantee that thing even starts.
Look, if you get in a car like that, He's like one pothole away from his car being Fred Flintstone's car, okay? You're gonna have to put his feet through the bottom of the car and just walk and run the rest of the way. That is a lot of... God bless him. He says it still runs like a dream, huh? That's just... I don't know. Good luck to him. He said he's in New Mexico. Hickey, you get hot out there. Hot as hell.
Hot as hell, and I mean, not many stops, I'm sure, in between. Where are you going?
Yeah, I think, man, that car's a dream. And Toyota's, I guess, it's something special. At least it's still rolling. It's still rolling. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. A lot of injuries, man. You talk about people rolling all over the place, and guys are getting hurt. I didn't even go through more of the injury list. I was going through it. Michael Parsons, he's questionable. He might come back, okay. Amari Cooper dealing with a wrist injury. A new Buffalo Bill. Drake London here dealing with a hip issue. Chris Olave, another concussion. We saw that. Marshawn Lattimore, by the way, will not be making his debut with Washington. He is and was still dealing with a hamstring. And we just had a caller hit us up from Buffalo Why don't y'all talk more about the Buffalo Bills? Man, we've been talking about them for 3 and 4 years now. Tell them to win a Super Bowl. Tell them to go to the Super Bowl. Nobody wants to have any more conversations about Josh Allen for MVP and this and that. Hey, tell Josh Allen to win a game against the Chiefs that matters. Keon Coleman out with a wrist. You won't see that guy out there. Nice to focus in on football with Keon Coleman. No more conversations about coats and going shopping and all. It's just all football. 855-212-4227. Hickey, still no word on Auburn. They said they were going to give us an update soon, but nothing, huh?
You think that update would kind of rush out considering the last tweet they have on their official basketball account is pictures of their faces boarding the plane? Like, maybe you don't want that as the last tweet, knowing now this fight happened. Maybe let's get a statement out of what happened and, you know, you're looking into it. Like, just even some boilerplate generic sort of explanation or statement there.
Marco Belletti, college students roughhousing on a plane, could be violent, might have gotten violent. Pilot turns things around. At what level the students get in trouble? At what level does that escalate to other people getting in trouble because this is in the air?
You know, it's a damn good question. It's not like I would imagine it's not like a commercial flight, so that takes away some of that aspect of it. But I would think that the university has got to get involved, and I would think also just in general, like I don't know what the private planes, what they have to, but they still have to answer to somebody. And when it's up in the air, whatever they got to answer to, then the university is now going to answer to.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, once anything is in the air, I think, you know, like.
Yeah, because this is not like, you know, in the playground, in the yard, like, hey, guys, it's enough. And after it's over, you know, no one's going to press any charges. There's no assault. Everybody just go on their merry way. It's a little different once you, like, you know, get into international waters or you get up in the air. Now you've invoked things that are above you, and now you got to answer to that.
Yeah, it stinks, man. I need the video. I know TMZ, they aren't airplanes, but somebody has to have some video. There has to be some knucklehead from Auburn pulled out his phone and was videotaping this stuff, right? It's 2024.
You're right. You're right. I got to tell you, if we get a video from one of the teammates because he either Instagram live this thing or he sold it to whatever the hell, that's punishable where you should be expelled just because you're an idiot. You can't, there can't be video from this.
Maybe,
as much as I want to see it, there can't be.
I was going to say maybe the saving grace is that you wouldn't get reception, but if you're recording on your phone, you don't need reception. It just sits on the phone and mm-hmm. the hard drive, so you can get off the plane and do it, unless the coaches go, hey, delete it. And even then, you don't delete anything and it just disappears, you know? So I don't know.
Can you imagine? I mean, look.
Rumble on a plane?
No, that part I can see. We've come a long way, unfortunately. I can see even someone recording this because they're that stupid. But the idea that you have to get off the plane and you have to almost kind of step back and think about it and go, should I really put this thing out there and destroy all of us? What the hell? Why not? I mean,
if I'm getting paid.
What are we doing? Getting paid. You already got paid. You're there. You got paid.
What are we doing fighting on a plane?
Well,
that's, you know what?
If that's a conversation.
That's one of the last things, one of the last places. I'd be like, hey, you dumbasses, get away from the emergency door, you dumbass. You know, bleep, 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 bleep. What are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be on the team. I'd be. Marco, and I'd be kicking people in the nuts. You trying to get us killed up here? You're going to fight near the exit? What are you doing?
Well, I almost got to see it. You got the idiots that are fighting, the people that are yelling, don't go by the emergency exit, don't knock anything over so we don't crash, and you got the other two idiots that are recording the whole thing and sitting back and watching it. I almost need to see, do we have, like, a fly in the room? Like, do we have this an automatic...
What are the flight attendants doing? Come on, going. They're probably scared for their lives. Like, oh, my God, we got these 6'8", 6'9" dudes, and the flight attendants are probably 5'3", and then there's one guy saying, hey, guys, stop, and they're moving him out the way. Shut up. Get out of here with your stupid sweater. Move out the way.
Is there a football? There's a get back? There's no get back guy in college sports, college basketball. That's a shame. The get back guy in college football would have been all over this thing. But I don't know this. I'm assuming there's no. There's no, like, security footage in a private plane for this, right? That they automatic?
Hickey asked that. No, like, the only camera I've ever noticed on a plane, any type of recent, was the camera near the cockpit, right? You don't see or notice a camera anywhere else in the seating area. I've never seen that.
I don't know. And I've also never been on a private, so I don't know if they do it a little different.
Right.
I mean, it's not like it's a small private plane. I mean, I'm sure it's a big, but whatever they do to be able to get the plane, I just don't know. Is there an automatic? It's not like, you know, outside the convenience store where you got to have it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that's going to give us, because that would be the footage we want. Because then you're going to see everybody and what they did. Every little click. Man. Who's fighting? Who's scared? Who's laughing? I want to see it all.
This statement that they put out is probably going to be half-assed. Understand there was an incident on the plane. We're investigating the incident at 8:05, whatever, whatever. The plane had to turn around. You know, the players are this, we're this and that. We will be playing tomorrow against Houston. They are, and it's going to be vague. And then because it's vague, people are going to start leaking out the information as to what legitimately happened. Hickey, what's the craziest story? This fight on the plane between the Auburn players or the 43 monkeys loose in South Carolina?
I think it's the fight. Just because you would never, like, animals getting loose is plausible. Okay, it's happened before. Like, not
well, animals
ideal.
Are supposed to get loose.
You're not supposed to fight your teammates on a fight on a flight to the game, especially when the season just started. This is the top 11 matchup. This is a big game. And here you are, 40, like a half hour into the flight, you're throwing fisticuffs and you're exchanging blows over God knows what. I mean, I don't know. Can anything in 2024 top this? I don't think so.
Hey, we're at the end of the year. We only got about a month and a couple of weeks.
Does this take the cake then, number one, in terms of like craziest story you've heard in 2024?
Just period?
Period.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
man.
I don't know. I feel like we're stupid. There's got to be more.
And now let's keep this in mind for content as we move to the end of the year. There is Shohei Ohtani, Ipe Mizuhara. Okay, there's Ipe, right?
That is true. Very unbelievable.
Mm. Was the Jacksonville Jaguars crook who was stealing from the team, was that this year or last year?
I think that was last year.
Okay.
I think that was last year.
He was sentenced
also
this
true.
Year.
You know what? But he sued this year, and that's got legs for that story.
True.
He sued everybody.
Yeah, for not, you guys didn't warn me how dangerous the gambling was.
That's
so
right.
You owe me money for not being clear on how dangerous it was. Okay. There's a lot of crazy. You talking about sports, Hickey? You talking about sports?
Sure, but if you want to go outside of sports, we can do that as well.
Deshaun Watson got sued again, right? Another accusation. There's Puff Daddy, yeah, right? Okay.
Well,
all right, that's pretty wild. Mm. Jennifer Lopez and what's his face? Affleck, right?
No, that's not surprising. If you're talking like unbelievable, like.
Oh, well, Puff Daddy's believable, so we could throw that. You could throw that one out.
That J Lo breaking up with another boyfriend, not surprising.
The Puff Daddy.
Well, wait, that's husband.
What? Husband.
Just I'm just because there's levels.
Six husband.
But she's been engaged like 9 times or something. Somebody. So there's levels. Oh, this is not just a boyfriend. There's levels.
Alex Rodriguez and homeboy trying to buy the team, and an old man said, "No, you can't buy it from us. No, you can't do it."
And they're sitting next to each other at a playoff game.
Yeah, they're currently in, I think, mediation or whatever. Arbitration, whatever. I don't know.
Can I interject? Can I just ask a question, though, with the Auburn stuff? Is it plausible, because we're never going to know the real story, if there, again, no video, can they turn it around and say it wasn't actually a fight, somebody was choking, and they were trying to give him the Heimlich, and it got out of control or something?
No?
It looked like they were beating the crap out of him, but instead they're actually just pumping his stomach.
Guy was sick, and they were just trying, and then nobody knew how to do the Heimlich properly, and it just got out of control, and then the pilots didn't realize what was going on, and they got scared, and they turned around.
No, we're going to find out. Give it 2 or 3 days, and maybe sooner. Maybe by the morning time we get the real deal as to what happened, and I'm just going to laugh all weekend long. This is hilarious to me. Hey, good luck to Auburn the rest of the year. Hopefully the players... don't. And if you're going to fight, save it for the locker room, man. Trying to be up in the air, floating around at 30,000 feet, fighting, you dumbasses. Come on. Shoot. I'd be so mad. I told you, I'd kick them in the nuts. Can't do that. Come on. Could you imagine being on a plane and like a brawl broke out on the plane? Like while you're in the air? Like, let's say you're flying from New York to California and you're over the Rockies and some two nuts are just fighting each other. That's when people get restrained. I'm sure you guys have seen the video. Some guy gets duct taped down to a chair because he's acting like an ass. Like, you can't duct tape 6'8" guys to a plane. That's just whatever. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. I got a surprise for you. Just wait. This day in sports history is coming up, and then there's another surprise. There's another guy. You want to talk about crazy things that have happened this year? Give it another 4 years. We might have somebody as you would never expect as president. I hope not.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Man, what a week. What a week for everybody, right? What a show. Auburn basketball players roughhousing, maybe fighting on a plane. Plane had to turn around. Oh, getting ready for college football tomorrow. Can't wait to see Ole Miss take on the Georgia Bulldogs, see what BYU goes out there and does against Utah, and see who gives the other guy three losses. Alabama, LSU. LSU bringing in a fraud tiger. No tiger needs to be in no damn football stadium, by the way. Oh, guys, it's so much football. I'm waiting for it. I can't wait for Steelers and Washington. That'll be fun. Young versus old. You know what? Speaking of old, I told you there's something very interesting that took place this day in sports history. Let's see it.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is November 8th. The year is 2024. And what took place this day in sports history? Nothing. You can just kill the music. Not a damn thing. Nothing. Nothing. Today sucked. If you go back in sports history, a bunch of nothing happened, okay? Elgin Baylor scored. Hickey, did he score 64 points in a game?
64 points for the Minneapolis Lakers.
Yeah, nothing. Don Shula won 200 games and then won another 200. Nothing happened, okay? Nothing. If we hit the fast-forward button in next year, we can talk about the idiots that fought on the plane today on Auburn, okay? Nothing fun happened this day in sports history. Sorry. I can't help. I don't make the history. I just report it, okay? Nothing. And I also like my music. If I was 50 years young, I'd kick your ass. He said that to Floyd Mayweather Jr. Yeah, good luck on that one. Oh, man, speaking of the future, oh, my God. Man, we had the presidential election this week. Hickey, I haven't watched The View since, I was going to say Martha Stewart, wrong lady. Hickey, what's her name? Help me. What's her name? The lady who created The View. She gone now. What's her name?
Joy Behart?
Oh, no, she's still alive, bro. Come on.
I don't know.
Summer, Donna, Martha, Donna, man, old lady.
Oh, I have no idea.
The news lady, she's famous. Oh, no, this is awful. View founder, what's this lady's name? Oh. Barbara Walters.
Oh, Martha, Donna.
Oh, come on. Martha.
Sorry, Barbara.
Same space, right? Same family of names, no, right?
Yeah.
No. Barbara, Martha, these ladies are playing bingo together, okay? either way, God bless Barbara Walters. She ain't here no more. But that's the last time I saw The View. And I saw this and I heard this clip earlier today on The View. Stephen A. Smith was on The View. They announced this man as a sports broadcaster and political commentator. They even brought up the fact of him potentially running for president. Are you kidding me? Listen to this.
The answer would be hell no, because I like my life. Yeah. I'm living a pretty good life. But I must confess, I wish I could debate some of these guys. I'd love to be on a debate stage going up against these guys with
don't
the president
say that,
here on the
you
line.
Know, we will and, arrange and, that.
I'm half joking, but I kind of mean it. I mean, I have no desire to be a congressional figure or a senator. But if you came to me and you told me I had a legitimate shot to win the presidency of the United States of America, I would definitely consider it.
What an ego. Hickey, this is like asking a kindergarten, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? An astronaut. Like, man, you can't read or write. You know, be an astronaut. Like, come on, what do you got? If I was asked in a legitimate shot, I guess you'd have to do it, have some experience. Maybe. You know, you have to have your life committed to service. Come on now. The arrogance. Hickey, I'm going to be an astronaut, okay? Is it too late for me?
Never too late.
Okay. What, are they going to put me through abusive training? That's what they got to do, right? Are they going to starve me?
That puts you in like some underwater stuff. Oh, looks pretty intense.
Yeah, no thanks. Those astronauts come back. Let me relax. I don't know, Hickey. I'll say when they come back, they different, right? I don't know.
Some are still there right now waiting to come back.
How many people you think have been shot into space legitimately? How many astronauts you think we've had? 100? 80?
I think triple digits. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up. Let's check to see what they're doing right now, okay? If they're still around. Doesn't matter anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Hickey, thank you for a great week, man. Always great.
Likewise, JR. This was a lot of fun.
And where can people listen to you, man?
Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
And we'll be back together Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Rich Herrera coming up next. In for Bart Winkler. Thank you for listening. Bye.